This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The base rate for a 30-second ad in the Super Bowl this coming weekend, just 30 lousy seconds, is, according to the Associated Press, $3.8 million. That is, almost any way you slice it, just a pile full of cash. So we asked Tracy Samuelson whether companies that shell out that kind of dough can possibly be getting their money's worth.
It's the most expensive advertising on television, period. Mostly because over 100 million people will watch the Super Bowl. And all those ads can be game changers for companies like this one.
On January 24th, Apple Computer will introduce Macintosh. And you'll see why 1984 won't be like 1984.
It was about Big Brother totalitarianism, and Apple was fighting back. They sold 90% more product in the first 90 days than they had forecast, running one Super Bowl ad.
Charles Tomkovic is a marketing professor at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. For 15 years, he's tracked companies who advertise in the Super Bowl. He says two-thirds of them enjoy a boost in stock price, sales, and brand awareness shortly after the game. But some companies do better than others. Credit card companies and cold medicines just never seem to get it right. But movie ads are especially good investments.
A typical Super Bowl-promoted movie is 30 to 40% higher grossing that opening first weekend than a normal big blockbuster movie.
And after studying this for so long, Tomkovic knows what works and what doesn't for ads. You need to get people's attention quickly. So cue sound, motion, celebrities.
You also want to throw some animals if you can find a way to tie in animals with your brand.
Other good ingredients are humor and surprise endings. Oh, and one more thing, very important.
You wouldn't talk about your product too much. The more you talk about your product, the less people like it.
Counterintuitive? Maybe, but the big trend in Super Bowl ads in the last few years have been longer ads that tell a story. Like this one from last year. It's practically a novel at 2 minutes, advertising a car company where you actually see pretty little of the car.
This country can't be knocked out with one punch. We get right back up again, and when we do, the world's going to hear the roar of our engines. Yeah, it's halftime America, and our second half's about to begin.
I gotta tell you, it brought tears to my eyes.
Marketing consultant Jonathan Salem Baskin likes watching these ads, but he thinks they are a giant waste of money.
And what company was that for again? Yeah, what was that? Was that for?
Good question.
Yes, I remember that ad. Yeah. That was the car ad.
Kyle Lauder is watching ESPN at a New York sports bar. She says, of course she watched the Super Bowl last year.
Do you remember the company behind the ad?
I think it was, I don't know if it was Chevrolet or one of the major car companies, but I don't exactly remember.
For those playing along at home, it was actually Chrysler. And this happens again and again in my little version of Super Bowl ad trivia. A couple bar stools down, Ryan Canfield remembers an ad he really liked. There's this little boy dressed up as Darth Vader. He thinks he can turn on the car just by using the Force. One of Ryan Canfield's friends even worked on the team that made the ad.
It was a Volvo, I think.
It was a Volkswagen.
Volkswagen, yeah, close. Started with a V.
Baskin, the marketing consultant, says when companies don't offer any information about their products or their services, and instead focus on entertaining viewers, well, they miss the whole point of advertising. He doesn't buy the argument that brands benefit just by having people like their ads. A like doesn't equal a sale.
It's not supposed to be an entertainment medium. They're trying to sell stuff.
And maybe attract new customers from the millions watching. Baskin says one of his favorite Super Bowl ad campaigns is from Denny's a few years back.
3 Grand Slam Day. Great day to be an American. Bad day to be a chicken.
Those are chickens screaming in fear of this free offer. It's the definition of unsexy. But millions of people came in to try the breakfast. It wasn't entertaining, but as an ad, Baskin says it worked. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.